With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Admittedly, Jean Aul was an amateur when it came to writing. She had what she thought was a good idea, the story of a young woman living in prehistoric times. She had done her research and, on her kitchen table in Portland, Oregon, had struggled over some 450,000 words divided into six parts. But she wasn't happy with what she wrote. Jean Aul thought about taking a course in creative writing, but then decided to go to the library to teach herself about characterization, scenes, and dialogue.
And went back and started to rewrite. And discovered about halfway through the first of these six parts that I had another 100,000 words, and I got a writer's block that you can't believe.
Jean Aul overcame her writer's block and finished the first section of the book, tentatively titled Earth's Children.
Went back and rewrote it at least four times, sections of it many, many more times, until I was satisfied that what I had was a novel, was a piece of literature.
Now that she had written all those pages, Jean Aul wondered how to sell them. So it was back to the library to learn how to get published.
I thought, why should I pay an agent 10% if I can get it published myself? Never think that way. Wrong.
Jean Aul sent off samples and queries to publishers and received the usual rejection slips. So she capitulated and wrote to a literary agent.
I wrote the best letter I could. I had no writing credentials. I had no anthropology or archaeology background. I just had to get her interested.
The agent was interested and sold what was to become The Clan of the Cave Bear to Crown, which also published the second and third in the series, The Valley of the Horses and The Mammoth Hunters. Unfriendly critics have compared Jean Aul's caveman novels to the comic strip Alley Oop, but they have been staggering successes, with millions of copies in the hands of her readers. The Mammoth Hunters has been newly published in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.